FM Breakfast with Now. Wake up. The Masters 2024 is here. Catch all the action live with a Now Sports membership.
This is the Google game. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Monday after a weekend now, so I know you're a little bit dusty. What we do is when you sit down at your computer and you type something into Google, Google tries to predict the answer that you're looking for, and it gives you the top searches based on those searches.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the start of a search, but I need you to battle it out to see if we can hit on the top search. This is what people look up here in Cork, because it gives you
a kind of
local search area, okay?
All right,
so you ready to rock, Rory?
Go on.
You ready to rock, Vic?
Yeah. Okay.
When you go to Google and you write, can you eat, what does it predict? Can you eat?
Can you eat bogs?
Sawdust.
Sticks.
Cheese with mould in it.
Pet food.
Snot.
Raw meat. Hang on, what did you say about snot?
Can you eat snot?
That's disgusting.
Lads, breakfast time, come on. My God. When you go to
Rory.
Google, when you go to Google and you put in can you eat, the top answers are chorizo raw. Can you eat chorizo raw?
I said raw meat.
You did, yeah. Yeah.
No,
can you eat chorizo raw?
Yeah, I think so. Know. It's another one you buy in the thinly sliced ones.
You can't eat that raw, can you?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'd say it'd have to be...
Top answers, can you eat too much protein? Can you eat raw eggs? Yes, you can. I wouldn't recommend it, though. Can you eat after a filling? And the top one is, can you eat a kiwi skin? Point to Vic. Okay, here we go. You go to Google and you type in, what would happen? What would happen? What does it try and guess for you? Go.
Here we go, first. Go on.
The world stopped spinning.
The planet blew up.
I had three arms.
I never slept.
My beard.
We ran out of money.
Ran out of money last week. It's not payday for 3 weeks.
I don't know why I said.
Top searches. What would happen if you ate uranium?
Uranium?
Yeah, this is what someone in Cork looked up.
Random.
What would happen if the moon disappeared? It'd be a calamity. What would happen if the bees went extinct? And what would happen if the sun disappeared? If the sun disappeared, it's good night for everybody. Good night. No points there, buddies.
What you should have played there?
What's that?
I've cold.
I didn't have it on standby, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, number three. You type into Google, when do men go?
When do men breathe?
Stop watching sport.
Die.
Never do the dishes.
Learn to fold clothes.
Stop farting.
Shave.
Top searches on Google for when do men... I mean, this is a pretty obvious one. I can't believe the word maturity didn't come into this one.
Oh, yeah.
For many of you. When do men mature?
Okay. Don't.
Top search.
Never.
When do men's brains fully develop?
Never.
When do men peak?
Never.
When do men start balding, Rory?
When I was about 22.
Okay. You go to Google and you type in, should my wife, what will Google predict for you? Should my wife, go.
Should my wife and I share a bank account?
Ooh. Should my wife stop shopping online?
Should my wife leave me?
Should my wife seek help for her shoe addiction?
Yes. Top searches here in Cork. When people have put in Cork, should my wife file taxes together, share a bank account together, be on the same health insurance, and should my wife and I file jointly is the top search.
There you
okay,
go.
So it's all pretty boring.
Final. Rory got that.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, he did.
I got bank account.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. Okay. Final search in the Google game. You go to Google and you type in, can I put my finger? What comes up? Go.
In me ear.
On ice.
In a mouse trap.
Through a keyhole.
In a Venus flytrap.
In my dog's mouth.
In a socket.
In boiling water.
I can't give you the fifth one is in my dog's ear. Can I put my finger in my dog's ear?
I said in my dog's
you
mouth.
You did. I'll give you a point for that.
Yes.
The next one I can't read out. Can't.
It's a bit of an ominous question, isn't it
involves
really?
The West Wing. Can I put my finger in a fish tank? Can I put my finger in a Venus flytrap? Did anybody say that?
Yes, he did.
Point there, buddy. And can I put my finger in my ear is the top search here in Cork.
I won as well.
Giving Rory O'Hagan the game today.
Well done, buddy. Well done, Rory.
Phenomenal. You've won something in life. Well done.
Yes.
issues in the city centre. Watch out.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maha Point Retail Park.
By city centre, of course, I mean Anderson's Quay, South Terrace. It was quite heavy this morning. Hopefully it's eased off a little bit now, but just be mindful of that. Hey, Killian, how's it going?
Not too bad, Casey. How are you?
Belated happy birthday, you old fart. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Can we take a guess at what age you are?
Oh, go on, yeah.
All right. Give me some clues. Give me some clues as to what happened the year you were born.
Oh, I think when I was born, I think Dancing Queen was the number one.
Okay.
Dancing Queen was number one. 1975.
No, bit early.
I'm going to say 77.
No, I think you were still a bit early.
1980?
You're adding on years.
1981?
You're a year past it now.
1979. Ah, you're a Smashing Pumpkins baby. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations. I hope you had a lovely
Thanks
weekend.
So much.
So you're here looking for a few bob. Is that the way it is, Killian, yeah?
Hopefully, yeah, to replace the money I spent on the night out.
I know, yeah.
Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
You'll Never Walk Alone is a song sang by what football club?
Liverpool.
What city is called the Big Apple?
New York.
How many Toy Story movies have there been made? So...
Four.
Question number 4. What make of car featured in Back to the Future?
The DeLorean.
Question number 5. Which one of the Kardashian sisters is the oldest? So out of the sisters, who's the oldest?
Kourtney.
Question number 6. What is the name of Rihanna's beauty brand?
Fenty.
Question number 7. What year was the first iPhone?
2009.
Question number 8. A Pocket Full of Happiness is the most recent book by what actor? Throw a guess at me. Pocket Full of Happiness. Very famous actor, really nice man. Come on. Question number 9. Who wrote the theme song for Friends, the TV show?
The Rembrandt.
And what actor played both Cray brothers in the movie Legends? Quickly.
Tom Hardy.
Okay. Right on the nose.
Yeah.
Controversially on the nose. Liverpool is correct. The Big Apple is New York. There have been 4 Toy Story movies, but I'm hearing they're thinking about bringing back a 5th.
That's
one.
Right, I heard that too, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
DeLorean is correct, Courtney is correct, Fenty is correct. 6 out of 10 so far. Who wrote the theme song for the Rembrandts? For Friends, that was the Rembrandts.
Yeah, the Rembrandts, yeah.
Tom Hardy is correct for number 10, 2 to 1 grand. A Pocket Full of Happiness is the most recent book by what actor? Did you say Tom Hanks?
I did.
Okay. It was Richard E. Grant.
Oh!
Yeah. It's an amazing book by Richard E. Grant. It's his book about his late wife.
Go. Wow.
And let's see what we got here. The first iPhone was 2007, actually.
Okay, not 2009. Oh, okay.
Yeah, 2008. If you still have an original iPhone 1 unboxed, you could sell them for up to 60 grand on
Are
eBay.
Are you serious?
Stupid money. Okay, it's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, Kitty.
Good
on the
round,
way,
well done,
We'll talk to you another day. Have a lovely Monday.
Thanks, Kitty.
Bye.
Most of them have to do with illness in their camp and the build-up to the game. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
What was the illness thing in the Munster camp? Was there tummy bugs or something going on?
Like Archie Snyman had to miss out. Apparently a couple of them were quite sick. Ty Byrne apparently was very, very ill yesterday. He's obviously played because he's an animal. But that's obviously going to affect your build-up in your training. And the lads did look tired yesterday.
Yeah, and nobody's making any excuses, but they weren't Munster of Munster form yesterday.
No.
I'm opening this up to the public, Kelly, Vic. I need more scenarios to put Rory into. Okay? Yesterday on the Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6, Cork and Ireland's premier sports show brought to you exclusively on Red FM. Rory was interviewing somebody and he left a bit of the interview in case you missed it here.
But Friday night will be the big one then, local derby with Ramblers.
Phil, as always a pleasure, sir.
Thanks, Rory. Thank you.
Oh, I'm cold.
Good journalist would have taken that last bit out. There's no friends in showbiz, Rory.
Dan's getting fired.
Dan did you dirty.
Dan did do you dirty, Rory.
Oh, I'm cold.
He could not, though. It's too funny.
I was very cold.
It's quite operatic, almost.
It is indeed, yes, actually.
It would work well at the end of Time to Say Goodbye.
To say goodbye.
You know, the end.
Oh, I'm cold.
there, right? This is the only scenario that I have so far, but I want your suggestions, please.
Tons of snow now blanket this herd's territory.
Oh, I'm cold.
Pushing through deep snow is exhausting work, and the bison are now slowly starving.
Oh, I'm cold.
Just keeping warm saps huge amounts of energy. Their thick coats can insulate them down to minus 20 Fahrenheit. It's now minus 40.
Oh, I'm cold.
Where else can we put Rory O'Hagan? 0868 104 106. Thanks for all your suggestions of where we can put Rory into the yeah, different scenarios. I'm loving all of these.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Oh, I'm cold. Oh, I'm cold.
I never see you anymore.
Yeah, oh my God, I used to watch that movie 19 times
I know,
a day.
Oh yeah.
When the kids were very small.
Yeah.
I can quote it all back to you. Other scenarios that we can put Rory into.
Here in the West and the Northwest, cannot repeat the advice often enough from the Gardaí. Don't make unnecessary journeys.
Oh, I'm cold.
Very clever.
Yeah, somebody said the scene from Titanic yeah, would work absolutely brilliantly.
Rory, hang on to the door.
Oh, I'm cold.
So much fun.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
$10,000 plus some change up for grabs after an incredible day on Friday. Imagine if you were this lady. Imagine if you picked up the phone and it was Barry at the end of it. My God.
My phone rang and I thought you were my mother.
Let's do it. How much in the cash machine?
It is €150,000.
Congratulations.
No way. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
It's €150,000. So, I mean, that's a lot of spending.
I'm going to renovate my apartment. I actually cannot believe it. Oh my God. I'm going to cry.
Congratulations.
Mary Mahon picked up €150,000 on Friday. Well done, Mary. An incredible jackpot, another jaw dropper. This morning, a very tasty 10K, €10,106.43 is going to be won with Kira between 3 and 4 today. If you want to get in on the draw, here's what you do. Text the word RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. You must be over 18. It will cost €2.50 to play, and you're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. RedFM.ie for the T's and C's. The entry must be in by 3. We will give you 5 rings to answer the phone. 5 rings and 5 rings only. Answer it, shout that back to us. €10,106.43. The money is yours. And you can afford to buy yourself a nice big warm jacket in case,
oh, I'm cold.
In case you're cold. €10,106.43. Text RED to 57557.
Life-changing cash for Cork. Red FM's cash machine.
Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. So it's back to work, everybody.
Yay.
If you had a little bit of an Easter break, kids are back to school. And you don't have to come up with like 50 things a day for them to do to keep them occupied. So mums and dads of Cork,
relax.
If you want to hit a bottle of Prosecco this morning,
go for it.
Feel free.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you are parents to little people, they could be little gold mines, you know.
Yeah.
You know, years ago, I was told, get off the PlayStation. Get off the Sega Mega Drive. Your eyes will go square and your hands will fall off. And now you have kids playing games online.
Yeah.
With millions of followers, getting paid a fortune every month from YouTube.
Yeah.
Here are some of the wealthiest millionaires. All the one thing they have in common. They're all children.
Sorry, what?
Stormy Webster. Aged 6. Has a net worth of $700 million.
Like, what on earth?
How the money was made? Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's daughter. So that's a bit of an inheritance,
okay,
cash.
Yeah.
Ryan Kaji, age 12, has a net worth of $100 million. Ryan has been a YouTuber for 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Has built up an incredible following.
$100 million?
$100 million. That's what Ryan is turning, age 12. Princess Charlotte of Cambridge, aged 8, worth a tasty $5
billion. Yeah, she is, of course, yeah.
Blue Ivy Carter, aged 11, $720 million.
This is all nepotism.
It is.
Apart from the little fella who's the YouTuber.
And Vladislav and Nikita Vladiskov, age 10 and 7.
Yeah.
Are YouTubers.
Yeah.
From the one family. who have raked in 286 million.
Oh my. What are they doing on it?
Just YouTube and just doing things, videos and silly things, and enjoy your spin to work this morning.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Wake up, starring Academy Award winner Kate Winslet, The Regime, streaming with Now.
Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Casey. I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Rebecca, golfing fans in your house. Are you a golf fan, or is it someone else that you're winning this for?
I'm not, but my dad will love me forever.
Does he not love you already?
Yeah,
it's debatable.
Yeah.
Small
doses.
Yeah, small doses. All right, so I played you a clip. That is your hole in one. Give me the whole artist in 1 second.
Yeah, so it's Ariana Grande.
Go on, yes, you good thing. Well done, well done. You've got 6 months of Now Sports membership to watch the Masters this weekend. And you, my friend, have won €200 fun money as well.
There you go.
So congratulations. Ooh. So you get the cash and he gets the golf.
Yeah.
Is that the arrangement?
Perfect, yeah.
Rebecca, thanks for listening. Have a beautiful day today. Good
thanks.
Luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Well
thank
done.
You.
We're
Bye.
Doing this right across the week with Now. You can watch the Masters. Stream it on Now this weekend.
The way you're glowing in the twilight.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Got one of these to give away every single day this week. We'll get you a 6 months Now Sports membership pack. Not only can you watch the golf, you can watch everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
Absolutely everything. Right, let's see what's going on. I want to do a lot of mentions for this morning because I need to always hammer home the importance of the RNLI. And what they do.
Absolutely.
And what blows my mind about the RNLI is not only is it's ran by volunteers, I don't know if they get any government funding. I don't know. Like, the RNLI should be a government funded body.
That it should be, yeah. I don't
that
think
should
it is,
have
though.
People that are on the books that are paid salaries to risk their lives to go out.
They're amazing people, yeah.
A 6-year-old girl is lucky to be alive after her dramatic rescue from the sea during Storm Kathleen at the weekend. The child was swept out to sea from the east pier of Dunleary Harbour. This was at about 20 past 8 on Saturday evening, where it was still very windy and very stormy. Realistically, should not have been out anywhere near the coast or anywhere near water. But look, people just might not be paying attention to the weather. It's not clear how the little girl entered the water or who was with her on the pier in the middle of the storm, but locals said there were parts of the east pier covered in seaweed. It was very slippy and she could have slid off.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Off the side or fallen into the water that way. Only for the fact that she was wearing a kind of puffer jacket.
Yeah.
Which was quite dense, kept her afloat as she was pushed out to sea. And the RNLI, the lifeboat was launched and they went out and plucked her out of the sea, little 6-year-old girl. Thank God.
Thank God, yeah.
We are talking about a good news story this morning. But again, this is just the work of the RNLI. This is what they do day in, day out. That's we don't hear about half of the stuff that they get called
out.
No,
we don't. You're right.
So if you ever see them fundraising or even if you want to make a donation to them at any time, they're the most important organisation. Well, look, there's loads of really important organisations, but certainly for water safety.
Absolutely.
These people are heroes.
And if you work with them, thank you very much.
Hats off. Or yellow welly boots off, should
Absolutely,
I say.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cillian Murphy is very upset at the fact that he has become the number one internet meme.
Yeah.
He's become the most memed face. Basically, they take photographs and expressions and put funny captions on it. Memes are my favourite things on the internet.
I love memes.
I
as
love
well.
Them so much. Yeah. So the Cork man, who's now 47, confessed, "Everyone knows that I'm the most effing memed, awkward person on the internet." So he gets social media treatment, including a viral video of him looking really uncomfortable on the way to the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And then the caption reads, "When you sign up for something, you're feeling extroverted and you want to go home."
Yeah.
I mean, and that's probably the way he feels about it.
Well, he
stuff.
Should go and stand in the middle of Times Square at the minute. Have you seen that?
With all the Mayo supporters?
No, it's just...
Did you see
that? No, I didn't see that. What is
like
it?
10,000 Mayo GA supporters in Times Square over the weekend.
Was there?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, was there something going on?
We were playing New York.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
In the Connacht Championship, which is very bizarre. But New York have a GAA team and they're included in the championship.
Okay.
It's like Galway played London over the weekend.
Yeah, okay.
And like beat them by about 9 million points, Mayo. Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
But it was Mayo, New York. Why, what else? What happened in
He's
Times Square?
He's all over the billboards surrounding Times Square in the new Versace campaign.
Oh, he's doing his... Yeah,
there's
yeah, yeah.
like 10-foot Killians everywhere you turn. You could do a 360 of Times Square and every angle is Killian.
10-foot Murphys. Yeah. Be a great name for a band, wouldn't it?
Would actually,
the 10-foot Murphys. A lot of player down in Bandon, by the way, has picked up 50 grand. You might not know.
Oh.
Check your tickets if you were down Bandon direction. It was at Cost Cutters Express store. It was the bonus and five numbers worth 53 grand.
Nice. Cheesy.
Thank you. When is your wedding again? What day, what day are we talking?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry to remind you, but it's like the clock is ticking. You're about 7 weeks away.
About that, yeah.
Okay. What date is it?
I'm not telling you.
Well, I have it in my calendar.
Yeah, I know, but you know.
Okay, I'll just check it myself. Somebody's been on to me here on WhatsApp and they think that they might be getting married on the same date as you.
Okay.
And it's still not too late for you to go halves on the wedding.
Hey, come here. I'd be tempted now at this stage, lads.
Has anybody ever done that?
That's actually a good idea, isn't it? It's like a joint birthday party, but a joint wedding.
I mean, my young fella will go to birthday parties and it'll be five young fellas that have all got together. The family have got together. Yeah. They rent out like Kids Zone or one of these places.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, if you're ever going to them, bring headphones. Bring, you know, those
absolutely.
Big those industrial headphones that you see a fellow with a jackhammer. Bring bring those. They are the loudest things you've ever
They're unbelievable. Myself and my friend Shelley both have two sons that are friends. James and Rob are friends. They had a joint birthday party this year. We had 41 lads. 41 8 and 9 year olds.
It sounds like there's a fire in Photo Wildlife Park. Doesn't
literally.
It?
Literally.
It's chaos.
They were playing soccer, but it was chaos.
Nuts.
But it was great fun.
Yeah, it is great fun.
Thanks to everyone that came.
So, with your wedding, what I'm just thinking...
is there someone I can couple up with? Is
go
it?
50s. I mean, if you take the room, split it down the middle, you have, you know, they do their bit, you do your bit.
Not a bad idea,
bring
Casey.
The costs down.
Who is it that's looking to couple up?
Her name is Anne-Marie. Say hello to Anne-Marie.
Hello, Anne-Marie.
She's from Clondalkin in Dublin, but living in Cork for the last 4 years. And she's pretty sure you're getting married on the same date.
Okay.
Do you want her number?
Yeah, give me a number.
Yeah, I'll pass it on. Just have a chat. Yeah. We'll throw in some breakfast show mugs as well for
all of you,
for the whole party.
Nice. So, okay, wedding favours are breakfast show mugs.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Okay.
When is the Eurovision?
Eurovision is May.
Yeah.
I can't think of the exact date.
In and around May sometime.
In and around May.
We're in fairly good nick. We're like one of the... Well, like, we're definitely a favourite to get into the final.
At 100% you are. I think this is Bambi.
And who knows how it'll go on the night.
Absolutely, but I think it's you've got a really, really good chance this year. I think it's a really strong song, and I like Bambi. I think it's great. But they're talking about Switzerland. There's an artist called Nemo from Switzerland, and he's kind of become the favourite to win the competition. So the song is called The Code. Nemo is actually non-binary, so they are saying that they hope that they can stand up for the entire LGBTQIA+ community by entering the contest with this song, which explains something about their journey through life and, you know, I suppose the last few years. The song is called The Code. Have a listen. This is your favourite to win.
Please tell me here's someone on drums called Dory. No?
No.
I just gave it some time. Let me tell you a tale about life, but the good and the bad, better hold on tight.
Okay, so that's Nemo. He's the favourite to, or they are the favourite, sorry.
They are the favourite. They're the favourite to win. It's kind of a catchy song, isn't it? There's a bit of drum and bass in there now, and by all accounts, that's going to be the song to win, but obviously...
I do think she's going to do very well.
I think she's going to do very well as well.
I
think she'll be in there in the top probably two or three.
Oh, God, don't do this to us now. This is what
I'm
happens
just
to
saying.
The, No. I'm not saying from your perspective. We see, it's always been the Eastern Bloc voting that we get hammered in.
Okay.
The Eastern Bloc tend to vote for one another. Yeah. They've got way more people and we get smashed.
There's a lot of that that goes on in that contest, isn't there, really?
Yeah.
The other huge story that was going around over the weekend, of course, was actors Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen have announced their shock separation. They announced that on Friday after nearly 14 years of marriage. A lot of people surprised by that announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's been a lot of recent news surrounding him. Actress Rebel Wilson has a new book out. It's called, we've been talking about it before on VIPs, Rebel Rising.
Yeah.
And you said that would be a good name for...
It'd be a great name for a GAA book for Cork, or else it'd be really good, it'd be like a craft beer.
Exactly. So yeah, a lot of news around about those two people speculating as to whether the marriage breakup is because of some alleged accusations that Rebel Wilson has made about Sacha Baron Cohen just from when she worked with him years ago. By all accounts, they separated last year. This is Isla Fisher now and Sacha separated last year, and they've only just decided to go public with the unconscious, what is it?
Unconscious coupling crack.
That kind of crack.
That's what they're doing.
That kind of bag, yeah.
So in about 6 months or a year, when Sasha finds a new woman, it's okay, I have a new one.
Somebody wrote in the comments exactly.
My wife, she's gone.
Julie. He'll have a new me Julie. That was, what was he called again?
Ali G.
Yeah, Ali G. Me Julie. But somebody wrote under the comments section, which I thought was quite funny over the weekend when they announced the split, because they said at the end, we won't be making any further comments. Somebody wrote in the comments section, no further comments. Boring.
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Wake up. Stream the new home of tennis live with a Now Sports membership. No contract.
Yeah.
Come here, what do you think of this as an idea? I think this is brilliant. And it's something I would absolutely buy if I was traveling a lot. So this company called Frontier Airlines. So you know the subscription model for basically everything nowadays. You pay 10, 15 quid a month, you get your Spotify or your YouTube premium. Would you buy a subscription for annual flights?
Oh.
So they've costed this at about £500. So it's a British company, Frontier Airlines. For 500 quid a year, you can buy an annual flight pass, and it means you can fly wherever you want.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Wouldn't you absolutely...
Who came up with that idea?
The airline are offering this annual summer and monthly passes to customers with prices ranging from about £500 to £600, depending on the routes.
Wow.
Available from the 1st of May to the 30th of September. So it is kind of peak season.
Okay, yeah.
And let me see, that's per person.
Okay, still.
So.
Still, it's not bad, is it?
You could, like, I mean, if you went away two or three times with return flights, that's...
You're getting your value for money.
Definitely.
100% you are, yeah.
That's very clever. Is that the thing?
Is this a sign of things to come, is it?
Oh, you know.
The aviation industry.
You know.
Streaming.
Michael O'Leary is already on this, on it like a car bonnet.
What's the airline that have come up with this?
They're called Frontier Airlines. I've never heard of them before.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about them.
They're not an Irish airline anyway.
That's for sure. So, subscription flights. It's a great idea.
It is a really good idea.
Yeah. It is 3 minutes to 9 o'clock. It's time for us to go away and leave you alone now in peace. I'll hand you over to Neil Prendeville. He's on the way with the big show just after 9 o'clock this morning. Kira's here from 12 to 4. The home run with Cullum later on. And Stephanie Rainey's on the air from 7 o'clock this evening. Were you down in Bandon over the weekend, anybody? Did you purchase a Quick Pick ticket in Cost Cutters Express? If you did, for the love of God, check your ticket.
Absolutely.
Someone got the... what is it? It's a 5 numbers and the bonus, €53,000. Amazing.
Tasty, yeah.
So if you were down there over the weekend, you picked up a quickie, get checking those tickets. All right, my friends, we'll see you in the morning from 6 a.m. Stay safe on the roads. Final little shout to Rory.
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
Wake up.
The Masters 2024 is here. Catch all the action live with a Now Sports membership.